Blackstone Audio presents The Heaven Makers by Frank Herbert. This book is read by Scott Brick. Every man is as heaven made him, and sometimes a great deal worse. Miguel de Cervantes. 1. Full of forebodings and the greatest tensions that an adult chem had ever experienced, K. Lexel, the investigator, came down into the story ship where it hid beneath the ocean. He pressed his slender craft through the barrier that stood like lines of insect legs in the green murk and debarked on the long gray landing platform. All around him, flickering yellow disks and globes of working craft arrived and departed. It was early daylight topside, and from this ship Fraffin, the director, was composing a story. To be here, K. Lexel thought. Actually, to be on Fraffin's world. He felt that he knew this world intimately. All those hours before the Pantaviv, watching Fraffin's stories about the place unroll before his eyes. Background study for the investigation, it had been called. But what chem wouldn't have traded places with him then? Gladly. To be on Fraffin's world. That morning topside. He had seen such mornings many times, caught by Fraffin's shooting crews. The torn sky, cloud pillars of gilded cushions. And the creatures. He could almost hear a priest mother murmuring, her voice firmly hesitant before a chem posing as a god. Ah, such butter-soft women they were, generous with their barbed kisses. But those times were gone, except for Fraffin's reels. The creatures of this world had been herded into new avenues of excitement. In the pangs of remembering Fraffin's stories, K. Lexel recognized his own ambivalence. I must not weaken, he thought. There was an element of grandiose posturing in the thought, hand on breast, and K. Lexel permitted an inward chuckle at himself. Fraffin had done that for him. Fraffin had taught many a chem a great deal about himself. In spite of the confusion on the landing platform, the dispatcher noted K. Lexel almost immediately and sent a hovering robot questioner, before whose single eye K. Lexel bowed and said, I am a visitor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?